Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We have a lot to praise the Lord for tonight. He's been so good to all of us. And we want to welcome all the Facebook listeners. We want to welcome all the people from India. We got some new listeners here from India, New Zealand, Alaska, Canada, the Philippines, Russia, and all over the United States. So we just want to welcome you and just ask you to share the broadcast out to everyone so they can hear the Word of God. And we just want to say that if you have any prayer requests, put them in the comments there on Facebook and we'll pray with you and agree that God's going to meet the need. And we just want to say that we thank all the people from Blog Talk Radio listening. And just tell all your family and all your friends to join us tonight for a night of worship, praise, and the preaching of the Lord's Word. And just tell your family and friends to join us tonight. And we just thank God for every one of you. And I see that we have a call in here. Let's get them on here.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Well, praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first I want to thank God. You know, we got an opportunity to bring God's Word and bring our testimonies and let everybody know, you know, that there's a reason why we love God. That reason is called His amazing grace.
Amen.
I thank God, you know, I'm a recipient of it. But everyone else out there can be. And I just want to thank the Lord, you know, for the opportunity to come on again on Blog Talk Radio and get to bring the Word of God. You know, it's the undefiled Word of God. You can't find it in a lot of places. And I believe
Amen.
That the King James Bible is the Word of God that we have to live by and go by. And I don't believe you can change it and rewrite it and all that without doing something different to it and taking some of the Word away. I don't put people down for nothing. They do whatever they read, long as it's the Word of God. But the King James is one original. That's where we started. That's the one that had Holy Bible wrote on it. And that's the reason I'll use it. And now let's ask God right now to be with me, guide me, and take me through this. He kind of changed my mind on how to bring it a while ago. And I just asked Him to take me through this and help me with it. He always does. But I want to start in
Amen.
Titus chapter 2, start at verse 11. It said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." You know, you can say, well, grace hasn't appeared to me. I've never come to you. It's appeared to you. There's things that happen in your life that'll bring you where you're looking up to God, whether you claim to believe in Him or not. There's things that happen that changes our mind sometimes. We get in such a bad situation. I know people that are just rank sinners, but I've seen things happen in their life and bring them to their knees, and they get to crying to God for help. Lord, help me. Lord, please do. God, please move and help me, because that's the grace of God. We know what it is. We know that the grace of God is mercy that we don't deserve. That's what grace is. It's just, he gives us grace and forgiveness, salvation is what it said. Glory to God. He said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Everyone knows about the grace of God. Everyone don't want to live the Bible in a way to, glory to God, to receive the grace of God. And sometimes, you know, God will put a reminder in your life. He'll bring a situation you can't handle, stuff that's too hard for you, too deep for you, your family's in trouble, your marriage is splitting up, your kids got something really wrong with them, and you get to cry out to God, and guess what? He'll be there to answer you if you cry out in faith every time, because that's the grace and mercy of God. He said it endureth to all generations. So you know what? You're included in this. The grace of God can be yours tonight. And all you've got to do is come with a humble heart, and I say a broken heart. And the Bible says a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Contrite means a repentant spirit. Tell him, I'm sorry, Lord. I hadn't obeyed you. But, dear God, I want to receive that grace that man's talking about. I want to feel that in my soul. I like nothing else in this world can make me feel that good. Nothing else can take that load of sin off of me but the grace of God. And he'll give it to you, friend. He'll give it to you liberally. He loves you that much. But he comes on and said that grace that's appeared, it said it's teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. In other words, let me tell you a secret about this. The grace of God, it wipes our sins away. When we come and ask for mercy, he puts grace upon us and takes every sin we've ever done. He said he cast it into the depths of the sea, never to be remembered again. Glory to God. But you have to walk in the Word of God. You've got to walk godly, not ungodly. You've got to walk righteously, not in unrighteousness. You've got to clean this house up, the house that you're living in. You've got to clean it up, clean everything out of it. I call it getting the cobwebs out. The stuff that's kept you from God all them years has got to be gone before you receive the one thing that can hold you to God, and that's his Spirit. And when he comes inside you, glory to God, he said he'll teach you all things. You'll know all about the grace of God. You'll know all about, glory to God, the crucifixion of Jesus. And glory to Jesus. We've all heard this. I've read the Bible every Christmas, usually somewhere. We'll hear them talk about the crucifixion or about the birth of Jesus. And glory to God, you know, that's what happened. He came for you. He didn't just come for me. He didn't just come for a certain few. He came for everybody. And if they'll receive the grace he's offering, then glory to God, he will give it to you abundantly.
Yes,
it goes
amen.
On to say, we're to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. If you despise me tonight because I'm telling you what it takes to truly be saved, to truly be born again, is you've got to come and just break your heart before God. Humble down. Put your pride somewhere else and come kneel down and tell him how bad you need him. Tell him you love him because he first loved you. Glory to God. Tell him, I want to accept the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for me, that the grace of God might be applied to my soul. Glory to God. You see, it ain't just, we ain't just getting grace for a little while. We're getting grace for eternity. And that's the way it ought to be. Glory to God. When you receive him, you need to keep him. And I want to read a little bit right over here out of Romans chapter 12. And it says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What about that? We present our bodies to God. That's our reasonable sacrifice. In other words, give up your lust for everything you see and start seeking God And he said, I know you have need of these things in the book of Matthew. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be at glory to God. That's the grace of God. He's a provider of all that we need. And what we have to do is present ourselves to him, because he'll make his abode inside us. He'll live in you, friend. And glory to God, there ain't no feeling in the world no better than knowing that if you lay your head on a pillar and you never wake up, that you're going to be in heaven forever and ever with the Lord. Because a lot of people lay down and they may be sick, may have cancer, may have whatever, and they don't have Jesus. But you know why they got that? He's trying to bring them home. He's trying to get them to come to him. Glory to God. I'll get into that in just a little bit. But praise God, it goes on. And it said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, when you come to Jesus and you get the Spirit of God in you, it transforms how you think about stuff. The renewing of your mind. And it comes daily. And glory to God. Did you know that he left you a reminder that you can have every day about the grace of God? It's called the Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Because that's the book for me. Glory to God. Because when I get to feeling down, I get to feeling low, I get to feeling that my health gone, I can't get through this, I can take that Bible and I go to reading and I find hope for every situation. I find a way out. I find a resource that I can go to that I know I can find the help I need. I can go to the Lord and he will be there. Glory to God.
Yes, he will.
For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Glory to God. You know, if you don't have faith in God, you can't receive the grace of God. He said, we're saved by grace through faith. You understand? Faith is the gateway to get to the grace of God. If you don't believe in God, don't be asking him to do stuff for you, because he don't hear you. He's not going to do it. If you don't believe that he is and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, glory to God. Only time you cry out is when you get in trouble. He's not got 911 as a telephone number. It's broken hearts, contrite spirit, getting down humble and crying out to God. He already knows what you have need of. Get down and praise him, because he's the way out of the trouble. He's the way out of the situation. Glory. He's the one that's going to change things. He's the one that'll bring you out of darkness and back into his light. Glory to God. He'll never throw you away. You may let go of his hand, but glory to God, don't grab the hand of Satan. Reach back, and the Father will take you up again. And glory to God, that grace will still be there when you come back on. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
About to get warmed up now.
Praise the Lord.
I got something to read out of Ephesians. Comes by out of chapter 2, start at verse 8. It said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, the one I just quoted. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. We don't deserve grace. I mean, how can you go out and sin and live any way you want to, run the roads, rip, drink, dope, whatever you do, run women, run men, whatever you do that's wrong, because he said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not by us. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. When you come to him, you can't come and say, well, Lord, I'm here now, so you got to give me grace because I came to you. It's not what you do. It's what he did. He went to Calvary. Glory. He went to Calvary. Died for your sin. Died to provide grace for you that you can come to him and be forgiven, cleaned up, and start over again in your life. Because the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, them that's baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. All them old sins, all that sinful stuff that was in you, what led you to do it, all that's supposed to be gone. And behold, all things are new. You become a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And glory to God. That sinful man, that sinful nature, that them thoughts of things you shouldn't have should all be gone. If they're not, don't expect His Spirit to come in, because you're playing with God. You're not willing to let go, oh, hallelujah, of the things that brought you down to start with. You want to keep a hold of them, but you want God to forgive you at the same time. He can't forgive you something that's ongoing. He can forgive you things that's behind you. Glory to God. You understand that? Grace may be, if you make a mistake, then the grace of God takes hold, and you say, forgive me, Lord, I made a mistake. He'll forgive you. You do it on purpose, friend. I got news for you. That's a whole other subject. If you leave the grace of God on your own, you might not get back in the door. And you got to know that. But He does have mercy. But I don't think it lasts forever and ever. I believe you've got to be worthy of that mercy. And this comes out of Romans chapter 1 and verse 3. It says, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Friend, if He's called you, if He's tugged at your heartstrings, I got news for you. You're the called of Jesus Christ. He's calling you unto grace. If you right now are listening to this and thinking, you know, I've put this off for so many years, I keep saying I'm going to, I plan on getting saved, I'm just waiting for things to straighten out. Well, bring it to God. Let Him straighten it out, and you just serve Him. I'll guarantee you, glory to God, I'm a man that knows. Glory to God. You can, hallelujah, so glory. I can come to Him, and I did it. I come to Him a drunkard. I come to Him a dopehead. And praise God, in that hour, I was neither ever again. He took it away. I didn't go to no rehab. I didn't go to no doctors. I didn't go take medicine to replace the drugs. Glory to God. They were just gone.
Amen.
And that's what God, that's called grace. That's called mercy. That's the true salvation. Once you throw it down to get a hold of God, you got something so good, it replaces all that junk, and you will never want it again, friend. I've never touched it again. I'm not going to touch it again. I don't want to touch it. It's brought me down so low that the only place I could look was up, and there was Jesus when I did. When I looked up, He was waiting there with His grace and mercy. He brought me down there. He let me do all that because He knew that would bring me to Him. Friend, these things happen in our lives sometimes. And they happen for a reason. They happen to bring us to God. These things that we don't even understand. And I want to read this up here a little bit of it. And it comes out of Luke chapter 15. And this is what Jesus was talking. That a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. You ever done that, friend? You ever get out and drink and party and run, rip the roads, do this, do that? Now, glory to God, I got news for you. I go to a party every day, and it's just me and Jesus, and I have a better time than I've ever had anywhere else because He loves me in a way that I can feel it in my soul. I don't just feel that people coming up telling me they love me, and when you get in trouble, you can't find them. When I get in trouble, He's there. Glory to God. He's got His arms around me. He helps me make it. That's grace. That's mercy. That's love. That's true love. Glory to God. My wife passed away nearly a year ago, and she used to get in church, and she said, I want to have the genuine love, the love of Jesus for people. Mm-hmm. And without that, you can't love them like you should. You can't even love your children like you should. You can't love your husband or wife, mom or daddy, like you should without a genuine love. People come in church, glory to God, they'll hug you, pat you, tell you they love you, or something happens, and you can't find them no more. They love you, but not enough to help. They love you, but you can't. When you get in need, they're not there. You got to turn to Jesus, friend. He's the only one that'll be there all the time. Glory to God. It goes on. And it said, when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. Think about that. He took his money, everything his daddy gave him. He goes into a foreign land. And he gets in that land, and he began to be in want. There was a famine come so strong that there wasn't no food to be found. He blowed his money on that riotous living, just like I used to. I used to make good money, worked at a bearing plant. And I wasted that money on everything else but what I should. And that's what he did. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat. And no man gave unto him. Wouldn't nobody help him? Oh, but them people love you. They'll give you a job. Get out there to feed my hogs, and I'll pay you. Wouldn't nobody help him? I'm hungry, though. Wouldn't nobody give him no food? Wouldn't do nothing for him. Remind you of today. Glory to God. Everybody put you down. Won't nobody help you, though. Glory to God. And when he got in that shape, he came to himself. And he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Now, do you know why I read that? We're preaching about the grace of God, right? Because that's how much God loved that man. He brought a famine in the land. A famine now just about starved him to death. But he said, even the servants in my father's house, guess who the father was? Even the servants have bread enough to eat and plenty. They got some to spare, and I'm starving to death. And he said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. Now listen to this, folks. This is what God's going to do to you. I want you to understand the grace. This broadcast tonight may be what helps you come to God and fully understand mercy and the true grace of God. Because when he went back, he arose and came to his father to come back to God. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Oh, glory. He had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. It says in the Bible, glory, if one sinner comes to repentance, that the angels in heaven will rejoice over that soul. Glory to God. They'll get down and do some shouting. Glory to God. Well, that's what we do. I'm going to tell you something. When I first got saved, praise God, when they baptized me down, when I truly turned loose to God, I come out of the water speaking in tongues and running up the creek. Glory to God. Because I felt something I'd never felt. It was true freedom. The grace of God had fully cleansed me, and I knew what had happened. There was a change in me. Like, no, hallelujah, ain't nothing in this world can bring it. Now I'm 66 years old. Don't know how much longer I'm going to get to serve God, but I'm going to serve him to that last breath. Praise God. I love him. I thank him for being so good to me, and I thank him that the grace I found is available for you, and all you've got to do is be like the prodigal son. Turn around from what you're doing and head back to God. He'll meet you. He'll meet you on the way. Hallelujah, God. He won't just throw you down. You see, the Bible tells us over in, glory to God, Jeremiah, about the potter's house. That he make a vessel and it gets marred. That's what we do with sin. See, we mar the vessel. But he don't throw the clay away. He puts it back on the wheel and spins you again.
Yeah.
And friend, he'll put you on the potter's wheel. And he'll spin you again. And he'll add in mercy. And he'll add in grace. And he'll add in the truth of his word. And if you will truly clean up, he'll add in his spirit. Because the Bible tells us, glory to God, John 14, me and my Father will make our abode with you. If you'll come and receive the true grace of God, the Spirit of God comes with it. It comes in. And you will know the power of God, that you're not scared of a devil anymore. You're not scared to face somebody no more that comes against you. And you tell them, you know what, you maybe want to fight me, but in the name of Jesus, I love you. And I'd like to have you for a brother or sister, whatever it is. And tell them, you know, and all you got to do is just receive the grace I did. Because I love you. I don't want to fight you. If you want to fight me, just let me walk away and you fight somebody else because I ain't in the mood. I want to go serve God. They'll quit. I've heard of people breaking into houses and people go to praying for them. And they throw their stuff down and walk out and leave. You know, the word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. When you start using the word on somebody that's working for the devil, that old devil will drag them out of there. You know why? He's afraid of losing that lost soul. But glory to God than that. If you're lost and undone, you never felt the grace of God. I didn't say you didn't know it. The Bible said we all have known the grace of God. But have you received it? If you hadn't, tonight is your night. Tonight God's reaching for you through this broadcast, through the Facebook, through this video. I'm doing a video. I'm going to put it out. And through this, he's reaching for you tonight. But are you reaching back? You see, if he sticks his hand out all the way to you, you still got to reach out and get a hold of it. And you got to walk the way he tells you after that. And glory to God, it ain't doing without stuff. It's having more than anybody else has got. That's what grace is about. I love everybody tonight. Before I get off here, I'd like to just say a quick prayer for everybody out there. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for this word. I thank you for showing me that grace sometimes seems rough to us. Things happen to turn us around and bring us to you, to bring us out of sin and into righteousness. But Lord, the grace of God takes everything evil out of our bodies. It renews our mind daily. It helps us to walk upright before the world. It keeps our mouth from speaking guile about anybody. It teaches us, God, that we should love our enemies. What other religion, what other God does that? To love the ones that come against you. To pray for them. Don't fight against them. Pray for them. And let God deal with it. Because God will take your problems and he'll make them his. He'll take your mountains and help make them just a molehill that you can walk over. Friend, you trust God tonight. Come to him. I pray it in Jesus' name. That somebody has got touched this night. Somebody. The word of God has moved in their soul. And they've recognized their need for the grace that you're offering. And I praise you for it so greatly. I thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Sister Betty, I'm going to let you take it back. Now you got the reins again.
Praise the Lord. That's a good word, brother. See that we got another call in. We're going to get them on, and then we're going to have a couple of songs by Tim. 706, come on in. Tell where you are and who you're at. I mean, where you are and who you are.
Hey, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
We're blessed, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We're going to have Tim come around and sing a couple of songs, and then you can obey the Lord.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Down here myself, grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, yet shall still carry on. A brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the world. There'll be a payday at the end of my soul. When I come down that street of your love, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on a long, wide road, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Now some folks are planning futures as they search for rising gain. They're all busy building all their hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. For I'll bring up my treasure as I work in my way home. Where there's a payday at the end of the road, there'll be a payday at the end of my soul. When I fall down that street of your love, I'll have a crown to wear.
Dying with him and hasting love, all things.
of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I'm made up my mind. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I'm made up my mind.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's get Billy on here and let him obey the Lord. Billy, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to give the Lord all the praises for everything. Everything that he's done and going to do. You still hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say I praise the Lord and thank the Lord for what he's done for me and my family and kept us going. And, you know, sometimes that's all we got, Sister Betty, is depend on the Lord. You know, we can't depend on doctors or men or brothers or sisters, but we can depend on the Lord. He'll never change, praise God. I want to read here, it's Titus 2, and I start at 11. He says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord, of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm get 13 again. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purifying unto himself a peculiar people, thank you, zealed and zealous of good works. You know, I'll stop right there. You know, he wants a peculiar people. He is funny about his people. And but
man,
you know, Sister Betty, you know that, you know, up there at 11, for that grace of God that had brought salvation unto and had appointed it to all men. You know, without that blessed hope and that grace that God had given us, I know I would be miserable. And I wouldn't I'd be like somebody lost. Even if I was in a big dome or a big thing with nothing but family and friends around me. But, you know, without that grace of God, I would still feel lost and undone. And I feel like, you know, that without Jesus Christ, you know, you just can't make it. And that's what I'm holding to, Sister Betty, is that blessed hope that he give us, that someday he's going to appear to and claim his own, you know. He said, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I mean, some people say you can't do that in this world. But I don't see why. The reason we can't do that is because they say they're not perfect because they have to live in this world. But my Lord tells me in his scriptures that you're going to have to purify yourself in this world here and learn how to live godly and learn for him. And if you can't do that here, you sure not going to make it to heaven. There's going to be no straightening out in heaven. They're not going to be trying to quit drinking in heaven. They're not going to be quit trying to tell nasty jokes in heaven. And there sure ain't going to be no hatred towards one another in heaven. or we'll work it out when we get to heaven. There ain't going to be none of that. It's going to all have to be worked out right here. Right here on this earth, and purify ourselves. And a lot of the, I've quoted this a bunch of times, but a lot of them does need to look at the mirror and search the scriptures wherein they think they have eternal life. They say, well, I got the grace of God on my side, but has God got you on his side? Has God got your attention? Are you set an example in this world, showing other people that they are hope in this life here? There is hope in this world here. Jesus Christ come to give us hope and love and charity and understanding, and there's no excuse why we don't. Well, you know, we want to blame it on somebody else. We want to sit back on the rocking chair. And if you live on the farm and you want everybody else to do the farm work, then you want to eat. But believe me, if you live on the farm, there's no sitting down. You don't work, you don't eat, because somebody's got to get the eggs. Somebody's got to milk the cow. And a lot of this worldly people, that some of them mostly go to great old big churches, you know, they're wanting to, someone else to milk the cow, but they want to drink the milk. But bless, I guarantee you, praise God, if you don't do the work that God, that Jesus Christ has set before you, you're not going to reap the benefits of it, praise God. You're going to tell people, oh, Jesus Christ, he's gracious. But they say, well, why ain't you doing nothing? And, you know, you might get up and say, you know, everybody, I know these people that did go to church every now and then, and they still do the same thing. I don't go with them no more than my wife does. And all the years I've known them, they'll stay out of church 4 and 5 months. Then when they get to, they want to testify. The Lord told me we need to start doing this. Lord told me we need to start this. But to me, sometimes the Lord's telling you yourself that you need to do something. It ain't for everybody else. Because everybody else has been obeying the Lord. Everybody else is going to the house, forsaking not to assemble yourself in the house of God. And when they get up and they go, and they, like I say, I know that 2 or 3 minutes at a time, then they'll tell me, I've got a testimony. Then you say, oh, the devil been overbeating me. Don't uplift him, honey. Don't say nothing about him, because he's not worthy to be praised in church. And then they say, you know, oh, we need to do this. The Lord told me to do this. But, you know, when the Lord speaks to you, that's good. But you need to first take it and look in a mirror at it and say, Lord, is it me you talking to? Because we want to help other people. We want to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. But if we got something there blocking the anointing from us, which our words ain't no good, it's not going to touch their heart. It's not going to prick their soul. And it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That he said, I'll not leave you comfort. But we got that blessed grace and hope that he's not left us alone. He said, give us a teacher. Yeah, they took Jesus out of this world, but they can't take the Holy Ghost out of your heart.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has got a place right there. And we got to look to the one that can save us out of this world. But we got to be one of his own. If we say we love Jesus Christ, we got to let the world see that. We got to produce that. And I sure don't want
to
give up this hope. Yeah, I go to the doctor a whole lot, and I felt, I go through a lot of things here, but I'm not give up on God. I get to where I can't go to church every now and then, but that don't mean I'd give up on God. Because that's the last thing I want to do. But I still come to my sense. Sometimes I have to remind myself, why am I suffering? But Jesus suffered a whole lot more than what this world can pledge on you. But praise God, but I do go to sleep every night, and I get up knowing that I got the blessed grace of God that gave me to get up with. He woke me up, and he said, now what? And he lets me know the things that I didn't get done yesterday, forget about that. But he gives me a brand new day to try to do it his way the day when he wakes you up.
Amen.
But without that blessed grace and that blessed hope, and you know, that's all we have sometimes, because we can't, sometimes we need grace. We can't run to the bank and get it. We need grace. We can't go to the doctor and get it. The only place of grace and love come from is God himself, praise God. And for the crucifixion of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, God, he done everything. He showed us everything, and he proved everything to us, that his grace is sufficient for all men.
Amen.
And if someone thinks that they're highly in the Lord more than I am, or highly in the more their big preacher got thousands and thousands of members, say, well, that's good. But chances are they don't even know who they're preaching to after they call it preaching.
Amen.
You say what I'm saying? You got to know them. What the Bible says, know them whom you labor among. And
amen.
If I can't, you know, it's pitiful that they got so many members that the preacher, the pastor, so-called, can't go out and shake a few hands. Get to knowing the people. He may have family back there that he don't even know that he's preaching to. But you see what I'm saying? But Jesus Christ, Jesus had while on this earth, he had multitudes and multitudes of people following him. Still, but when he did not send none of them away hungry, he had compassion on the whole multitude. He would not send nobody off hungry. And he said, come to me, all that are heavy and laden, and I will give you rest. So I got that precious hope and grace that if I want some rest in this world, I got to get it from God, praise God. I can't buy it at the supermarket. But that's precious grace and hope is all we've got to hold on to. And like this song says, a thread of hope, you know. That's all we get when that rope gets to the where you've been holding on it so long and you done barked, you pull that rope down, you stretch it so much when you're falling and you're holding on to it, and it gets down to one thread. One thread like a sewing machine thread needle. But hold on, he's right there to catch you if you fall, praise God. One thread of hope. That's
thank you,
all
Jesus.
It takes, praise God. And that's all we got to, as Christians in this world, to look for, knowing that we got the blessed hope that Jesus Christ gave us to, hey, come on unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will take your sins from you, and you don't have to worry about getting puffed up in this world. You don't have to worry about fighting your battles no more. You don't have to worry about going to the bank and borrowing money no more. You don't have to do a lot of things. And you get right down to it, and I've been there, and if you ain't got groceries on your table from being out of work and can't work, and they won't let you work, but he put food on my table, and I'm talking about the natural food. I would come in from church one Thanksgiving, the kids didn't have nothing. We didn't have no Thanksgiving turkey. We come in from church that Wednesday night, and there was two great big boxes. And no letter from where they come from, nothing. Nobody knows. I didn't question that. I just said, thank you, Lord, for the turkey. Praise God. We didn't think we were going to have nothing for Thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, for the turkey. I like turkey. But, you know, but I like the living water that Jesus Christ gave. And I like
yes.
that. And I love it to where I can stand out in the public and let the world see Jesus Christ through me. They're not going to catch me drunk standing on the corner side trying to preach. They're not going to see me high on drugs trying to preach or trying to beat it in somebody. That's not of God, you know. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, praise God. And if the devil paints you, put a picture, don't fall for it, because there's usually something bad behind it. But Jesus Christ, he will let you know that it's him. When he gives you something, and if it's good, it comes from God. And I hope
Amen.
Somebody got something out of this, Sister Betty. And I want to say I love the Lord and thank you for everything you've done. And I keep praying for y'all, and I keep praying for the broadcast. And just remember, me and my wife, her eyes is not getting any better than her legs. Remember my brother, he really needs to go into a home somewhere, but they won't no doctor yet put him in one, so he can't keep living by himself. But just remember him in prayer. Remember our church, and Brother Willie and Sister Lily and their family, and Brother Willie's family in Mexico. I'll turn it back over to y'all and give someone else the opportunity and say, I love the Lord, love y'all. Thank you. And God bless you.
Okay, God bless Brother Bill. Appreciate you coming on and helping. We're going to get Tim to come around and sing a couple songs, and then we'll get this other one on here.
Okay.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It happened 3 days. His parents couldn't find him. But the scribes and the Pharisees were all gathered round him. As the boy in the temple, speaking with such wisdom, they were all amazed at what he said. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. The one crying in the wilderness, John the baptizer, spoken one who was to come, baptizing with fire. John baptized him, and heavens were open, and God descended like a dove. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. The wedding Canaan, the wine made from water, going to the ruler's house to bring wine to his daughter. He called for drink, drink from the father. No one could explain the way. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. On a hill just outside of town, a man up there bleeding, dying for the souls of men, captives bring freedom. 3 days later, history was defeated. He conquered death and the grave. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. So no matter what you face it, no matter where you've been, in hard times or in good times, keep your eyes on him. Even in the heat of battle, or like when the mountain streams, he'll be right there in the middle. That's where he always is. So please come and take courage when you think you're gonna fall.
in the middle of all of our problems, Jesus is there.
Amen.
I've got another call in here, 706. Come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Brother Willie from Barnell and Barnell Full Gospel Church. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on the radio. Praise God. We're blessed, amen.
Amen.
Well, go ahead. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother.
Hello?
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, it's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's, God is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's worth it to be praised. So we praise him for his goodness and his love. Amen. And, you know, we're coming at the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Amen. Praise the Lord. Teaching us, and verse 12, teaching us that the night and godliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and goodly in this present world. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, this is the thing about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That in verse 11, again, said, for the grace that God has brought and salvation has appeared to all men. So, you know, the salvation is for all men, for everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes people separate the gospel from everybody, and they say, well, the gospel is not for this, the gospel is not for that, but we just thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that he died for the whole world. He died for the whole world, for each person. If there had been one person, he still would come to die for that person, amen, because he didn't love the things of the world, but he loved the people that's in the world, amen, praise the Lord. And then like today, he don't love the sin, but he loves the people that lives in sin, amen, praise the Lord. He gave his life for them, amen, praise the Lord, and he come, amen, praise the Lord, and he was crucified, amen, praise the Lord, and the tree, you know, that's a song that we sang, you know, he come, and he was crucified, and the tree that he created, he made everything possible. He created, he came to be born, he created the tree. Amen, praise the Lord, he made possible the nails, amen, praise the Lord, he done everything, praise the Lord, just because, I believe we can take it personal, just because of me, amen, praise the Lord, because of each and every one of us, he didn't know that, yes, amen, praise the Lord, for high, for healing, you know, his healing is not for high for people, or something is not, you know, the deliverance is not for some people, not for another one. I mean, there's a lot of religious, a lot of people, and they say, well, you know, Salvation for the Jews, amen, praise the Lord, but, you know, healing was for that day when Jesus walked up here, the same body, and the healing is for us today, you know, as he says, by my stripes you are healed, amen, praise the Lord, by his stripes you are healed, amen, praise the Lord. And the deliverance, he comes to deliver the captive. He comes to deliver the alcoholic, the drug addict, the prostitute, the thief, the robbers, and everybody that needs salvation. He comes to deliver them. He comes, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people say, well, it takes time for God to do something. It takes time. No, it takes time for people to do something, but it takes God to do big things, amen. And all we got to do is call upon the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of Romans, the salvation of the Lord is in our mouth. Amen, praise the Lord. What does it mean? It means when you call upon him, he's there. Amen. When you call upon him, he's there. All you got to do is say, Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything that you want from him, he will deliver you right then. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will deliver you right there. He'll deliver you from the devourer. He'll deliver you from Satan. He'll deliver you from the enemy. He'll deliver you from anything. All you got to do is believe in Jesus. All you got to do is believe upon him because he come. Amen. He come for all men. Amen, praise the Lord. He came for each one of us. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes. You know, and the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, we're going to turn right there a little bit. And in John chapter 3 there, amen, praise the Lord. And 3, and we were starting 15. I know a lot of people know the 16. A lot of people know the John 3:16, but they really don't know about memory. They know they remember, but they don't know really what it means, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. But John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, there is, again, for all, for everybody. It said, for whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And 16 said, for God sent not his son unto the world to condemn the world, but the world through him he might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's why God sent his son unto this world to save the world, to deliver for all men. Amen. Praise the Lord. For the righteousness of God, for the holiness of God. And that's what God decided for us to do. You know, the thing about it, if we live the way that God decided for us to live, man, we can have anything that God wants for us to have. Anything. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I can have that because the Bible says that we all sin and we come short of the glory of God. Well, let me tell you something. We don't have that. We don't have to come short of the glory of God. We can submit ourselves to God. We can serve God. We can do everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know this. In the days that we live, a lot of people use this phrase, well, I'm not perfect. And you know what the thing about it is they open the door for Satan, for them continuing sin, because they say they ain't not perfect. But God said, be ye there perfect as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. He requires the perfection. He requires. And a lot of people don't understand the perfection of God and the perfection of this world. Amen, praise the Lord. It's because you stumble. Now, physical and foul, it doesn't mean you are no perfect spiritual. If you go to the store and get it for a gallon of milk and then get buttermilk, that ain't gonna take you to hell. This a physical mistake. There's no spiritual mistake. It ain't gonna take you to hell. See, a lot of people don't understand that what he's talking about. Be perfect. And praise the Lord, but be perfect. You know, sometimes we can drive in the highway and we are supposed to turn somewhere and we forget. Amen, praise the Lord, and we to the next highway. Everything ain't going to take us to heaven. That was just a physical mistake. It was a spiritual mistake. Therefore, we ain't going to go to hell because of that. Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to understand, amen, the perfection of God, what he wants for us to do, because if he lives in us, he is perfect. He is perfect. If he's in us and he is perfect, we should be perfect spiritual. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should be spiritual perfect. Amen. Praise the Lord. We pray. We can pray every time that we pray. Every time that we pray and say, God, forgive me for what I've done. If we remember the sins that we've done, we remember the mistakes that we make, we can mention to God, Lord, forgive me because I raised my voice. God, forgive me because I looked the wrong way. God, forgive me because I said the wrong thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we get up from prayer, we are perfect in his eyes, amen, because he purifies, he cleanses us, amen. He delivers, amen, praise the Lord. So he comes, amen, praise the Lord, so we all can be saved. He comes, amen, praise the Lord, amen. So we can live right for him, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord, to live for him, amen, praise the Lord. And we keep it real right here, 17, John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son unto the world to condemn the world. And see, that is what a lot of people think, that, well, I make a mistake, he's going to condemn me. No, he don't want you to fall. If you fall, no, stay there. Get up in the name of Jesus. He did not come to condemn. He didn't come to look for things to condemn us. Amen. He comes so we can come unto him, and he will move every mistake. He will move everything that we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not for God. Nothing that's too difficult for God. And be honest. Be honest with us. Actually, be honest with us, because God knows the things. He knows our standing up. He knows our sitting down. He knows our going. He knows our coming. He knows everything about us. He knows everything. He knows more about me than I know myself. He knows more about me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows more about each and every one of us. The Bible says, see, I don't know how many hairs that I got in my head, but he said he knows all the hairs that I got. He knows every gray hair that I got. He knows every hair that I got. He knows more about us than we do ourselves. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, the will of God for us to come unto repentance. He didn't come to condemn the world. He didn't come to look for files on people. I mean, I know people, we do that. Sometimes we find mistakes on people, we condemn people, but that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We should be like Jesus Christ, just trying to get people to get saved, get people to get saved and come unto Jesus Christ unto repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the judge, there's no our job to, it's not our job to judge people. Praise the Lord. This is the job of God, and even right now, God is not judging people right now. Right now is not the time of judgment. Right now is the time of salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is our Savior right now. I know one day he's going to be our judge, but right now he's our Savior. Amen. And he wants for us to come unto him. Praise the Lord. One day when we stand before him, he said, well done, my child. We done. He's not going to remember the mistakes that we make. He's not going to remember the sin that we done if we bring it to him right now under the blood. If we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior right now, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to be clean. He wants for us to be purified. He will cleanse us. He will deliver us. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Thank God. I'm not a sinner no more. Praise the Lord. I'm a saint of God. Amen. Amen. When I got saved, he sanctified me. He cleaned me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I am a saint, not a sinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he delivered me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He delivered me from sin. He delivered me. He brought me, praise the Lord, out of the mud that I was in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do not practice sin anymore. I do not practice sin anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know I fail from time to time, but I said, Lord, forgive me. And he'll pick me up and keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thing about the church, if you follow the same hole every time, no following the same situation, and speak to the problem, keep it walking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Keep walking. Amen. Praise the Lord. And John 3:18, he said, he that believe on him is not condemned. But he that believed now is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So therefore, if the people is not believing in God right now, that's already walking in condemnation. Before I said Jesus Christ, I was walking in condemnation. I was being condemned. Amen, praise the Lord. I used to remember that before I got saved, amen, praise the Lord, I used to remember that I was sent before the judge, amen, praise the Lord, and he was accused me of things that I didn't even do, amen, praise the Lord. And then somebody come in the white robe, amen, praise the Lord, and he said, no, he said, you let him go, he's free, amen, praise the Lord. And that was before I was saved. I used to have that dream right there, amen, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it meant, praise the Lord, but I thank God when I got saved, I knew exactly what it was, amen. Amen, praise the Lord. See, that devil, that world has already got condemned you. They already condemned you, man. Praise the Lord. But one day, praise the Lord, when Jesus come and he deal with us, and we open our heart and let him come in, amen, praise the Lord, all the judgment of the world, all the judgment of the devil is gone, amen, praise the Lord, because he sent us free. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for the mercy of God. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, there's like David said in Psalms 23, the goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we let goodness and mercy to follow us every day of our life, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe we got to have the star. Amen. You know, if you love God, you're going to quit sinning. A lot of people say, well, I love God, but I can't quit sinning. Well, you don't love him enough to quit sinning. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you love God, you don't have to quit sinning. Amen. Praise the Lord, because you cannot love two masters. You cannot love the devil and God at the same time. Either you're going to love God or you're going to love the devil. You're going to love the devil and hate God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's going to us. There's going to be a separation one day. There's going to be a separation one day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people say, well, I can quit sin, and I cannot quit doing it. No, you cannot quit. You cannot quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let God deliver you. Let God deliver you. Amen. Before I got saved, I used to smoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tried to smoke, and I tried to quit, and I tried to quit, and I could not quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that night that I got saved, God delivered me. There's been 30-some years, and I have no desire to smoke one more cigarette. God delivered me right there. I didn't quit. God delivered me. I didn't say I won't quit today. No, I could not do that. I tried many times, but when God saved me, amen, praise the Lord, I did not have no desire, and I have no desire to pick another cigarette. Thank God. And that's what God does, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to be bound. People don't have to live in bondage. Amen. Praise the Lord. God comes to send the people free. He's the, who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants to do. Praise the Lord. He wants for us to do. Praise the Lord. He comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, God no work on terms. You know, God, amen, either you in or you get out. He, either you accept him and he says, I come in. I come in and I will clean the house. You know what the thing about it is? You got to clean the house. God saved you. You got to clean your house. And that's your responsibility to do the rest of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the responsibility to clean the rest of the house. Amen. He will take hate. He will take hate, bitterness, anger, malice, anything, habits, nothing, whatever this is. He will clean your heart out. He will take everything, all the garbage out of the heart. Amen. You know, I used to hate people. I can, you know, that was full of hate. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank God, when I got saved, amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what people does. I used to hate nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. I overlook the things they do. I said, thank God. I used to pray for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, because Jesus got all the hate out of my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got all the things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to get on somebody. I'm not preaching because I'm not trying to say, amen, praise the Lord, you know. But the thing I said this right here, that God is able to do that. God is able to do that, amen, praise the Lord. There's nothing that we can do, amen, praise the Lord, that God delivers, so that's what he does, amen. All we got to do believe. We don't have to do nothing else. We don't have to do nothing else. I said, Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. And said, Lord, I cannot overcome this. Lord, I cannot do. And thank him the things that you are not able to do. And say, God, I know you're able. So, God, I put it on your hands. And take this thing away from me, Lord. Whatever situation is, whatever it is, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of Joshua, amen, praise the Lord, see, there was the Israelites, amen, praise the Lord, was going to the promised land. And there's one city, a strong city, there was the Jericho, and there was another way, amen, praise the Lord. And they began to pray. Joshua prayed to God, and God told him, he told Joshua what to do. He told him, just walk the city 7 times. Amen, praise the Lord, and amen, praise the Lord. And 7 times, the city, the handles was destroyed, and they were able to walk in the level ground. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, to walk in level anything, the thing you wear, anything that hinder you from serving God. All you got to do, put it in the hands of God, and he will move it. He will take it away from you, amen, praise the Lord. Because there's nothing, he threw Jericho, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. He took Jericho down, amen, praise the Lord. And Joshua and God's people was able to walk and amen, praise the Lord, and straight, praise the Lord, and through there, amen, praise the Lord. I know God is able to do anything, amen, praise the Lord. I know God is able, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, to move every stomach block, to move every spirit, everything that's before you. Amen, praise the Lord. God is able to do that. Amen, praise the Lord. And this God is the Son for us to do that in very well. And this is what God the Son is. Amen, praise the Lord, for us to do in very well. And teaching us the denying and godliness and worldliness. See, this is God's way for us to do. So teaching us to deny the ungodliness and worldliness. He wants for us to get rid of those things. The same body, God is not going to tell people to quit doing things if God is not able to deliver them. Anything that God asks us to quit is because he's able to take it away from us. Amen. Anything, praise the Lord, it's like he told Abraham. Amen. When Abraham was sleeping with his wife, and all the women ran, and praise the Lord, if you want to read this in Genesis chapter 17, and he told Abraham, say, Abraham, be a perfect, send that and quit, and be a perfect man, amen, praise the Lord. See, he rebuked him because Abraham was enjoying what he was doing. He was with one woman one night, and God spoke to him, And like I say, if you, anybody want to read this in Genesis 17, and he told him to be perfect, amen, praise the Lord. And God wants his people, amen, praise the Lord. Quit playing around. Quit playing around, amen, praise the Lord, and be perfect. Quit playing around with the things of this world, with the worldly things, and quit playing around and be perfect, amen, praise the Lord, before his eyes, amen, praise the Lord. And he said right there and the rest of the 12, okay, we should live soberly, righteously, and goodly in this present world. And a lot of people say, how can you live holy? How can you live right before in the middle of the sin, all the sins go around? How can you live right? Or how can you live right and your family live like the devil? What is the thing about it? You got enough God in you, because the Bible says the greatest is this in you, the healer is in the world. You're able to overcome sin. Amen, praise the Lord. When I got saved, a lot of people say, well, when I get saved, I get rid of my friends. No, you don't have to get rid of it. You know what? When I got saved, I didn't have to get rid of my friends. My friends got rid of me, amen, praise the Lord. They didn't have anything to do with me, amen, praise the Lord, because when I got saved, I would start teaching to them or preaching to them, whatever you want to call, and tell them what God was able to do for me. And I want them to have the same thing that I have. So that's what talking to me, amen, praise the Lord. And that's the thing about it. You will not lose your friends, amen, praise the Lord. You gain another friend, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says, Proverbs, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that he's there with you. He's there in 24/7. He's there when you need it, when you got money, when you ain't got no money. He's there when you sick. He's there when you in good health. He's there in every situation. Anytime you let him be there, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, amen, praise the Lord. And he will never leave us. He never forsake us. He goes with us even unto the end, amen, praise the Lord. And that's the God that we want to serve, amen, praise the Lord. That's the God, amen, praise the Lord, that he will tell you to do something, and he will do it. That's the God, amen, praise the Lord, that he will, amen, praise the Lord, that he overcome things. Amen, praise the Lord. It's the God, amen, praise the Lord, that he said, you got to cross the Red Sea. We must say, Lord, how can I cross the Red Sea? Amen, praise the Lord. It's like he told Moses. Amen, praise the Lord. Moses, what you got in hand? Moses said, the rod. He said, you speak of the rod and point it to the Red Sea. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why Moses done. He picked the rod and pointed to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea opened up, amen, praise the Lord, where the Israelites walk in the dry ground. And that's what God is able to do for us, amen, praise the Lord. If you against the Red Sea, you against the walls of Jericho, all you got to do, call upon God, and he will move those things. He opened the Red Sea for you, and you'll be able to walk in dry ground, amen, praise the Lord. If you got walls before you, amen, praise the Lord, all you got to do is pray in the name of Jesus. He take the walls down, you're able to walk on, amen, praise the Lord, on level ground, amen, praise the Lord, because it's what God is able to do, amen, praise the Lord. It's nothing too big, it's nothing. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to bother God too much. Well, you know what? He wants for us to ask him for things. It's his will for us to receive things. It's his will for us to talk to him all the time. Even if we ask him something, even if we call him for something, you know, he wants to hear from us. He wants for us to talk to him. He wants to know that we need him, amen, praise the Lord, because he is our Father, amen, praise the Lord. He is our leader, amen, praise the Lord. He's everything, everything that we need in this sinful world that we live in today, yeah, amen, praise the Lord. You people don't need no more web. See, a lot of people say, well, I had to have a beer, I had to have a smoke because I get too nervous. Let me tell you something, praise the Lord. You don't have to have nothing like that. All you need is Jesus Christ and your personal Savior, because he died for us, he loved you, amen, praise the Lord, and he wants you to come unto him and surrender to him. Say, Lord, here I am. I want to go to heaven. If the people knew how close that Jesus Christ is for his coming, if they only knew, amen, praise the Lord, we see the prophecies fulfilled every day. We see, amen, praise the Lord, everything is coming. It's coming, amen, praise the Lord. You see the TV, if you know the Bible, and when you turn the TV on and you hear the news, there's a prophecy fulfilled, amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ is coming, amen, praise the Lord. He's going to look down one this day. He's going to look down, the God, the Father is going to look down, and he's going to say, Jesus, son, go give my children, amen, praise the Lord. And he's going to come. And next time Jesus Christ comes, he's not going to walk in this door. He's not coming to be born again. He's not coming amen, to be crucified again. He's come in the clouds of glory to call his people, to call his the church, amen, praise the Lord. I'm not going to say that he come for the name of the building or the name of the building. No, he's not coming for the name of the building. He's coming for those that make themselves ready, those that love his appearing, amen, praise the Lord. He come after those, amen, praise the Lord, that have been washed in the blood of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. Those, amen, praise the Lord, that God wait, amen, praise the Lord, for all the praise the Lord, they got away from the ungodliness. They got away from the worldly lies of this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. They got away from all the things. They want, amen, praise the Lord, to live, amen, sovereignly. They want to live righteously. They want to live goodly. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this present world, amen, praise the Lord. And this present world, like I said, this world is so evil right now. Amen. Sin in every hand is stealing everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's hate and everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. You start from the government. Start from the leaders of the government. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all way down. What is it? Christian or ain't Christian? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're living on the last days, and God wants his people to come and accept him as his personal Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He wants his people to surrender. Amen. Praise the Lord. And say, here I am, Jesus. Here I am. I surrender. I cannot quit do this. I cannot quit do that. But I'm going to put it in your hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. You trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. The Bible says that David said, he said, I trust the Lord, and he is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. If anybody is, all we got to do is trust Jesus. That's what the pastor told me when I got saved. He said, you want to trust Jesus? I said, let me trust Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you why. And I know Jesus is good because he asked you to serve him 30-some years later. You asked you to serve him. He was good to me. He's been good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has never left me. He's been right there with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has never forsaken me. I went through things, and he was right there with me. Praise the Lord. He helped me with all the situations. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking, praise the Lord, to live with him for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day, he's going to call us home. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, come hide my kids. Come hide my children. Come hide. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to be ready. We got to accept him. Amen. Praise the Lord in our heart and live for him. Live righteously. Live godly. Live goodly for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And his present world. We able to do that. We able to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid nobody. Freak nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Psalms 37 is talking about free no man, amen, praise the Lord. Because if God is for you, who can be against you, amen, praise the Lord. And God is with us, amen, praise the Lord. He wants his people, yes, to surrender. Even if the people are not serving God, all they have to do is say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. I want to serve you. I want to go to heaven. I want to do this, amen, because the things of this world is temporary things. Amen, praise the Lord. Heaven is for eternity. It's millions and millions and millions of years. Amen, praise the Lord. And there's nothing in this world is worth it. It's worth it to lose heaven. Amen. Nothing in this world to lose is worth it to lose heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to make it. Amen, praise the Lord. And we pray that somebody will receive something, that will somebody receive a blessing. Amen, praise the Lord. And accept Jesus Christ because he loved everyone. He loved. I'm gonna read the 11th verse again. Say, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. All men. There ain't gonna be no excuse. One day there ain't gonna be no excuse. They're gonna say, well, Lord, I didn't know. Yeah, because he appeared. He's gonna give everybody opportunity. A lot of times I wonder how he's gonna give opportunity to every man. He's the way. He's got ways that we don't even know. Amen. He will give everybody opportunity. Everybody in this world, he had opportunity one time or another one. One way or another one. They had opportunity to say Jesus Christ. But then one day they will stand before God and they have excuse. And they say, that he will say, now you remember the day. You remember May the 20th at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock when we had preachers on the radio, on Facebook, that was preaching to you and you refused. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, it says, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, like the fathers on the day of provocation, they harden their hearts and refuse to serve God. If you hear his voice today, don't harden your heart. I say, Jesus Christ. And I pray that somebody, God bless. I have somebody, pray somebody, you bless them, man. Thank you, Sister Betty. Don't turn it over to you.
Appreciate you coming on tonight, brother, and good message. We're going to get Tim to come back around, and then, Brother Miles, you get ready if you have anything else to say, and we'll have the we'll have enough time for the prayer request here in just a few minutes. So, Tim's going to come around and sing some songs here, so just worship the Lord with him.
Surrender all to thee, I freely give. I am ever left and trusted in his presence daily live. Lord, it's you.
if you're listening tonight and haven't surrendered all to the Lord, tonight would be a good night to make the Lord your Savior. So just call out on him and ask him to forgive you. And Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah. I want to remember my niece. That's Amanda Ball is her name. We call her Mandy. But she's got a skin cancer place on a pretty good size on her breastbone. And they're giving her the chemo pills and stuff. They talk like it'll kill it, but I need her lifted up in prayer because I know God can kill it out.
Yeah.
And remember, my daughter Christy, she had a place on her liver they saw, and they said it was growing, but they think it's a cyst. But her insurance won't pay for an MRI where they can really find out. So they're trying to appeal to the insurance to that, and need people to pray for that, where she can get that seen about and know what it is and maybe take care of it. And my mother is, they just called us yesterday and said she had AFib, the heart palpitation on the top of the heart, and it sits there and barely beats, and it lets the blood sit there long enough that throws clots. She's had a stroke in Birmingham a few years back, and she had one a month or so ago that was in a nerve in her eye that made her eyes go really bad, seeing triple and four things. And she finally got over that some. It got better. And then they found this out. That's what was causing it to throw the clots. So they give her medicine for that. So pray for her. She's 92 years old. And, of course, I'm not ready to lose her. And I know that God can take care of it. And I've got a nephew. Yes. It all fails here lately. But my nephew, we call him Pistol. His name's James. But Pistol Ballard's what everybody calls him. And they found out he's got a cyst or some kind of growth right on his near his backbone. And it's putting pressure on his spine. And if he's up working, standing on his feet long, his feet and legs go numb. And they're having to do surgery of that, going to send him to Birmingham. And talk like it's a pretty dangerous surgery, so I need everybody to pray about it. And just remember me when you pray. I want to get closer. So I want to walk up the King's Highway. I don't want to choose my road. I want him to choose it for me. And I want to live the Word of God. I don't want to preach the Word of God, because the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians, if you preach the Word, you also got to live by the Word.
Amen.
So I want the Word to guide me every day, every step, every thought. I just want to be a servant of God on this earth, and I'll be a child of God when I get to heaven. And that's what I want. And just remember all the lost. I've got lost children, need salvation, grandchildren. Just like everybody else's family, you know, we always got some that want to wait, put it off. I'm going to when you talk to them. But someday you don't have time left no more. That's what everybody needs to realize. Right now is the day, just like Brother Willie said. Don't harden your heart. Open your mouth. Cry out on God.
Amen.
Now get back to me.
Okay, Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, sister. We just I'd like to pray for my brother-in-law Junior. They took him to the hospital last night, and they told him that he had a small heart attack, and I don't think they're able to do anything for us, so they're sending him home. But they told him that he will die with a heart attack. So just continue to pray for him. You know, I don't know how he's with God, but you know, he needs, you know, if he's anything. You know, not just the physical, but anything in his heart that's not right, you know, spiritual, that, you know, we pray that he will make things right with God. And pray for him and pray for the other brother-in-law, William, too. He needs a lot of prayer, too. And, you know, pray that God will deal with him and come surrender to God 100%. And, you know, because I don't know how the heart is, but, you know, anyway, but, you know, we all need to get closer to God, like all the miles say. You know, just pray that I will too. You know, and just pray for all my family in Mexico too. And pray for the God just watch over, protect them, because you know. But every time that I call over there, you know, each one, you know, I got a few sisters that I talked to them one day or another one. And they said, well, they killed 10 people. They killed 15, 10 people yesterday or last night or a while ago or whatever. And they're killing between 5, 10, 15 people a day in the streets right there. You know, I just continue to pray for all my family, that God watch over them and protect them and everywhere for the Lord. You know, that's what my prayer is. You know, I know that prayer will get saved, but, you know, just pray for the situation and just continue to pray for Brother Billy, too. You know, he got the situation where he's causing more problems, that God knows what it is, and continue to pray for him and praise the Lord, and just pray for all the lost people, all the lost, the backsliders, you know, that God will deal with them, that God will make the bed short, the blankets, and praise the Lord, they won't be able to sleep, they won't be able to eat till they surrender to God, you know. Whatever it takes, because you know what, they might can suffer from the flesh, but man, if they just can get saved, amen, praise the Lord, that will be for eternity, amen. Just continue to pray, amen, praise the Lord, for all the lost people, man. And continue to pray for Sister Betty Wilson, and I went to see her the other day, and I wasn't able to see her because she was, real sick, and so she just continue to pray for her and her son. I sent both of them and bad day. So just continue to pray for them and just pray for all the neighbors down through here, that God will help us to say something to them. You know, there's a lot of kids, and that God will help us to say something to them that have decided to come to church. I mean, and so just continue to pray for Israel. We need to continue to pray for Israel, you know, and of course, Lord, God's will be done in the situation, you know. They don't try to steal somebody's property. They fight for what is theirs, amen. They fight for their rights. So just continue to pray for them. And anybody that come against, we rebuke in the name of Jesus, you know. Anybody that come against, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. So that God will deal with them, amen, praise the Lord. So,
amen.
For our church, amen, praise the Lord, and so just pray for us, amen.
Brother Willie, how's your brother-in-law Ernie Pugh doing?
I had no heard from them for a while, but I think they changed the medicine. I think he's doing better. I think he's going to be better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just all go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all these needs. I'll just go ahead and call them out here, and then we'll pray over them. We need to remember all the people in the hospitals and the nursing homes and in the prisons. And let's pray for all of our families. All of us have family members that need to be saved. Let's pray for each other's kids, grandkids. Roy Prater, he's been in the hospital. They had to shock him back, and he's got a bundle block in his heart, so just pray for him. He's a friend of ours. And Angie and Tim Yates, be praying for them. They've had the, I guess it was the coronavirus, and they're needing God to touch them. And let's remember baby Eli. He's been running a fever, and he's been sick. Jack Stiles' nephew passed away, so remember that family. Little Jonathan needs healing. He's been having seizures. And Jean Martin, she's needing healing, and her daughter has cancer, so remember them. Barbara Dockery's needing a miracle. She has bone cancer. Brother Bobby and Sister Reba Pettit need your prayers. Brother Bobby had a stroke a few days back and pretty bad off, so remember them. Let's remember the ones that Brother Miles mentioned and the ones that Brother Willie mentioned. And let's pray for Gladys. She's needing healing. Brother Tim's needing healing. And their two kids, Chelsea and Brian, need deliverance and salvation. Let's pray for Christine Lankford. She's got upper respiratory infection. asthma. She's got pneumonia and bronchitis. Remember her. She's needing a miracle in her body. And Paula McRae, she's been going through a lot since her mom died. So remember her. Cindy Gillum is needing healing in her body. Just remember Robert Keeler. Remember Shannon McKinney. She had brain surgery on Monday, and just pray for her complete healing. Hunter Simmons, as Simon said, to be praying for his foot. He can barely walk on it, and it's really painful. He's been to the emergency room, and they couldn't tell him what was wrong with it, so just pray for him that God will touch and heal it. He's a preacher, and he needs to be out doing what God's called him to do. Annette Shearer said that she was having a tooth pulled today. To remember her.
Yes.
Jamie's needing healing. Let's pray for April and her family. Let's pray for all the school kids that are getting out of school, that God will put a hedge of protection around them this summer. And let's pray for Drew Payne, his father-in-law, or grandfather, I'm sorry, his grandfather passed away. So let's remember that family. Let's remember Tina Pasgrove. She's needing God to move for her. She had a tubal pregnancy, and they done a surgery on her, and now she's hurting on her left side, and they're going to have to do another surgery on her. So just pray for her and her family. And let's remember all the ones that are having this sinus and allergies, because me and Tim's been dealing with it all week, and Tim's not feeling good today, and I'm not feeling the best, so just remember us. And Marilyn Harrell said to remember her nephew by marriage. He's in the ICU in the hospital. And he had one kidney removed, so yesterday, I guess, and he needs God's healing touch. Cindy Baldwin needs God to move for her. She's going to have surgery on both eyes, and she also needs God to move and supply a car for her. Judy Hayes said to remember her and her husband in your prayers tonight. Brother Snow needs healing. Dora and David need healing, and Donna and Brian needs our prayers. Jeff Brown says he wants everyone to remember him and his family. He's going through a lot right now. And let's remember Brother John Samples and Debbie and their church. And let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I heard the other day that there were troops surrounded all around them, so let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for Israel. And we just want to say once again that we appreciate everybody that's been coming on and listening. And if you have prayer requests, just put them in the comments. And if I don't see them right now, I'll see them right after the broadcast, and we'll pray over them. So let's just all go to the Lord in prayer for all the needs. And remember all the people on Facebook that need God to move for them.
Yes, amen.
Praise you, and we just thank you, God, for this time.
Lord, we don't. Thank you.
and have the Lord to lead us to the Lord to lead us to the Lord. And the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, to bring us to my Lord. Of course, everything. Lord, to show him how we give it to him. And Lord, to show him how
we love one another. Father, to get the Holy Spirit's heart, God, and to love
God. We
think
it's hard.
Church and all the churches around here, God, that are listening to me, God, we just pray for each other.
Well, be done. Never say a word.
Praise and glory, God, for all you're doing. Yeah. Brother Miles, do you have anything else to say? We got about 9 minutes.
Well, I was thinking about something about, you know how you tell a Christian, and you can do it every time, it's by their speech.
Amen.
Here's what it says over here in James 3:8. It says, but the tongue can no man tame. You can't tame your tongue on your own. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. That's what the Bible says your tongue is like. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. But here's what it says in Matthew, glory to God, chapter 12, start at verse 33. And he said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. He's talking about us with the tree that he's speaking about. And he said, talk to him, he said, oh, generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking.
Amen.
Man, out of the good treasure of heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto this, y'all, this word, verse. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak,
come on,
they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, friends, we've been given grace, and that grace is supposed to clean you up. That takes your sins away. Glory to God. But you remember me and Brother Willie did too, talking about cleaning the house up. That mouth has to be cleaned too. That has to be turned over to God. And you won't speak evil of no man. If you see something, they do something wrong to you, it'll be God help them change their ways, and they won't come against me like that. But in other words, if you don't start saying things about them and throwing them down and all that, you lift them up to Jesus. Glory to God. In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah was up before the Lord, and he was called him to be a prophet. And he said this. He said in chapter 6, verse 3, he seen the cherubims flying around, you know. And he said, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. And then what Isaiah said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips. Now, people, I don't know who you are or where you are tonight, but I know I had a family member come one time and say it's so hard to live holy because ugly words slip out of my mouth. And I plainly told him it's because you don't know Jesus. You've never truly met him. You haven't surrendered to him because it won't. And it said, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now, you know, he's confessing to him, I've got an unclean mouth, unclean lips. Things come out, I wouldn't even want to say, Lord. And what happened?
Come on.
Then flew one of the servants unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. You see, he cleaned his mouth up for him. He didn't have unclean lips. He didn't have unclean lips no more. He didn't speak bad about nothing no more. He wanted to speak good things. He wanted his fruit to come out of him to be worthy of God, praise the good Lord. And here's what it said in verse 8. He said, Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And O Isaiah said, Then said I, Here am I, send me. That voice, that mouth was cleaned up now, and he could go and speak for God. He could be a prophet for God. He could tell them what God said. And people, you can't do it with an unclean lip. You can't worship God and say bad things and speak bad words and let filth come out of your mouth. Glory to God, because you don't know the grace of God. And I am not judging nobody. So don't you throw that I'm judging you. I'm telling you what the word says. We try to tame our tongue on our own. You cannot do it. You will speak and don't please God. But if you let him, if you go to God and confess that your mouth is not clean, he can clean it up just like he did Isaiah. Well. If it happens then, it can happen now. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If we come willingly and ask him to take something from us, it will be gone. Glory to God. And you won't have to worry about saying something to hurt somebody's feelings. You won't have to worry about saying something and afraid somebody will go tell the preacher about it or go tell the Sunday school teacher or one of your friends that go to church with you. Glory to God. Because you'll speak as God gives you utterance. Glory to God.
Amen.
You won't have that in you. All that will fade away because that's the grace of God. He takes the things that are tormenting us and bringing us down to the devil's level, and he lifts us so much higher. Glory to God. That we don't look down on the things of the devil because we're in the arms of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
We need to get back to being a peculiar people. You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means we don't talk like the world does.
That's
that means we don't think about our enemies like the world does. That means we don't curse people like the world does. If they make us mad, really mad and hurt us, the ugly words don't fly out of our mouth. Glory to God. We go to praying because we know there's the help. There's what we need. There's the salvation. There's the grace. There's the mercy. There's everything that we need is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And people try to do every bit of it, Brother Willie, on their own. They want to straighten their life up. They want to quit what they're doing. They want to quit talking that way. Then I'm going to come get saved. Friend, you got it so backwards, you don't even know what you're doing. Glory to God.
Come
you're supposed to walk backwards, not sleep where you're going. Because you got to come to Jesus first and trust him to clean you up. Just like Isaiah, he was there. He confessed, I've got unclean lips. I'm unworthy. I'm undone before you, Lord. And the Lord just sent that seraphim over there and took his lips and cleaned him. You think he can't do that for you today? You think he can't think things out of your mind that you shouldn't be thinking about every day? You think he can't take a vain imagination out of your mind? You think he can't clean up a nasty, filthy heart that's got things in it that never should have been there to start with? He can do it. You won't be saying nothing about nobody. That's wrong.
Come on.
You'll either say the truth or you won't say nothing. And that's what God does. And I'll tell you this. He said, by the renewing of our mind, remember that? We covered that scripture. Well, praise God, he'll renew your mind in such a way that you don't think the thoughts you used to think. You don't think evil for people. You think good and wish good and pray good for those people. Glory to God. I don't want bad to happen to nobody. I want good and good. Because he said there's none good but one. That's his Father which is in heaven. I want good things for you. I want God to be in your life in such a way that this night you can tell the world, I have been changed forever the hand of
Amen.
God has touched me. It's cleaned me up. My mouth is clean. My heart is clean. My life is clean. And I'm going to keep it that way with his help.
Amen.
And that's your
life.
If you'll pray and ask him, he'll do it. You won't have to wonder about it. You'll know that it happened, and you'll want to tell the world.
Amen.
Betty, I'm going to give it back to you again.
Okay, time is almost come and gone, so we got about 40-something seconds, so just join us next week and next Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll come on here and preach the word and worship the Lord together. So we'll say good night. We love everyone. God bless.
God bless.
Love all y'all. God bless.
Love y'all. God bless.
Bye-bye.